Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg sugar pops. Because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pop!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pop, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Sheriff Sadie Blake. Kids, you've been hearing a lot about the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. In just a few minutes, you'll hear how you can get your own operating model of this atomic-powered submarine. So listen closely for this special offer brought to you by Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops and Kellogg's Sugar Smacks. Don't forget, stay tuned for this exclusive Kellogg offer. News of how you can get an operating model of the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus. The trail of justice led United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok from one hair-raising adventure to another. No 2 days were alike for the famous lawman and his big faithful deputy Jingles, for each sunup brought with it new outlaws to hunt, new crimes to solve. It was a sundown, however, that marked the beginning of one dangerous adventure and their first meeting with the fabulous Sheriff Sadie Blake.
Reckon the old coot softened up yet, Rhodey?
2 days in that cave on nothing but hard tack and water should have done something, Monk. Take the old man's gag off and let's see if he's ready to talk.
Aye. Looks kind of weak, Rhodey.
Water. Give me some water.
You'll get some water when you tell me where that letter is, Martin.
Yeah, we tore up your ranch house from here to there and found nothing.
Shut up, Monk. Well, Martin?
You're not going to find it. I saw to that.
I've had enough stalling. Now, you're going to tell me or you're going to be talking to the buzzards.
Hold on, Rhodey. If you kill him, we'll never find it.
That's right, Rhodey. And you ain't going to find it either way. That letter's going to hang you two hyenas.
Rhodey, this rider's on the trail. Quiet.
Stop!
Shut up, you old fossil. Quick, Monk. Put his gag back on.
Reckon they hurt him?
I ain't taking no chance. Get that gag in place and we'll haul him to the back of the cave.
Get loose of me, you sidewinder! Help!
That's your last yelp, you old sand dabber.
No, Rhodey, no.
That'll shut him up. Here, roll him back behind this turn in the wall. That's good. Now get that gag on him.
Ain't no use in that, Rhodey. I think Martin's dead.
Oh, blast the luck. Are you sure?
No, but I told you to watch your temper.
Shut up. Come on, get to the mouth of the cave and see if those riders stopped.
We gotta keep them out of here.
Yeah.
Hello! Keep yelling, we'll find you.
Hold it, Monk.
Yeah, they heard Martin all right.
Bill, I sure thought that call for help came from inside this cave here.
Rhodey.
Quiet.
All right, Jingles, let's take a look.
They're coming in here. What are we going to do, gun them down?
Yeah, there ain't nothing else we can do.
We got the advantage. The light's behind them.
Yeah. Now hug the wall and be ready. Here they come.
Now watch yourself, Jingles.
What for, Bill? That just sounded like somebody calling for help.
Now, Monk, cut them down.
Back, Jingles.
Hey!
You get him, Rhodey? I don't know. Stay quiet a minute.
Hey, what's the idea in there? We were coming to help you.
You get away from this cave pronto, or you ain't going to be able to help nobody.
Now, hold on, mister. We're United States Marshal. My name's Hickok, and if you need help, you better put that gun away and let us come on in.
Hickok. Rhodey, that's Wild Bill.
Yeah. Quick, put that gun up and grab your leg and start groaning.
What for?
As I tell you. Well, why didn't you say who you was, Marshal?
Doggone it, you didn't give us no chance to tell you who we was. Bill, there's two of them.
Yeah, and one of them's hurt. What happened, mister?
Well, we was prospecting, and my partner fell in a hole back in the cave. I was just dragging him out when you come up. It was him you heard yell, I reckon.
Well, you didn't have no call to start shooting at us.
Well, we ain't got a claim staked on this cave yet, and we didn't want nobody to know about it.
Well, it's still a good idea to know who's in front of your guns. We'd better help you get your partner to town.
No, just get me to my horse. I'll be all right.
Yeah, he just sprained his ankle, Mr. Hickok. He'll be all right. We got our horses right outside.
I can make it all right.
Yeah, you don't need to bother, Marshal. I'll get him back to our diggings. Thank you anyway.
Well, Jingles, guess we might as well ride on for Danville. Sheriff Blake was expecting us by sundown.
Yeah, we still got some to ride. Well, glad to see nobody's hurt real bad.
Sure, thank you for stopping, gents. I'm glad we didn't hit you with them slugs.
Well, you ain't as happy about that as I am. Yeah, steady, Joker.
Easy, Buckshot. So long, man. All right, let's ride, Jingles. Hiya, Buckshot. Pick him up, boy.
Get along, Joker. Let's get to town.
Man, that was a close shave.
Yeah, close for them nosy lawmen.
How come you told them we was prospectors, Rhodey?
Well, I had to say something, didn't I?
Yeah, but if they ever run into us again and we ain't carrying a pick and shovel, they might get suspicious.
That ain't what's worrying me right now.
Then what is?
You heard Hickok say Sheriff Blake was expecting him?
Yeah.
And the sheriff was out to the ranch looking for old man Martin yesterday morning.
Hey, that's right. You thinking there's any connection?
That's what I mean to find out. And if there is, I got an idea we're going to start our own private Boot Hill.
Boot Hill? Now, wait a minute, Rhodey.
Yeah, Monk. Our own private little Boot Hill for Martin and the sheriff and Jingles and the number one hombre on my list, Wild Bill Hickok.
Now hear this. Now hear this. Here's how to get a real operating model of the world's first atomic submarine, the USS Nautilus.
Yes, you. You can own an actual operating model of the atomic-powered Nautilus for just 25 cents and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, this submarine model is only 4.5 inches long, yet it really works. No batteries, no winding, it works underwater, it crash dives, it surfaces. And with your Nautilus, you get a free supply of simulated atomic fuel. After your fuel is gone, use some of Mom's baking powder. On your Nautilus, you'll find the location of all the unique atomic submarine features, like the engine room, the escape hatch, and the periscope radar assembly is removable. To get your Nautilus submarine, just send 25 cents in coin and one box top from either Kellogg's Sugar Smacks or Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Address your letter to Atom Sub, Box 314, Box 314, Battle Creek, Michigan, and include your name and address. This offer is subject to applicable laws. Send today, kids. Within an hour after they left Rhodey and Monk at the cave, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles rode into the little cow town of Danville looking for Sheriff Blake.
A telegram said we'd find Sheriff Blake at the cafe most any time, day or night, didn't it, Bill?
That's right, Jingles. Wonder if they've got more than one cafe in this town, though.
Well, I reckon it don't make any difference, Bill. Well, there's the one we're looking for over here on my side of the street. Sign says Sheriff Blake Eaton House.
That does it, partner. Pull right up there to the hitching rack. Let's go in. Hello, Buckshot.
Oh, Joker, ho.
To make it right convenient, Jingles, seeing as how we haven't had supper yet.
Yeah, we can eat and talk business at the same time. You know, I wish all sheriffs owned cafes.
Well, evening, gents. Grab yourselves a table and set. We got round steak, rump steak, and top sirloin, lamb chops, mutton chops, pork chops, and stew. State your choice, and I'll rustle it up in a jiffy. Set, I said.
What do you got for dessert?
You ain't had your dinner yet, one thing at a time.
Good advice, Jingles. And anyway, business comes first.
Oh, now, Bill.
We're looking for Sheriff Blake, ma'am.
I'm Sheriff Blake, mister, and business don't come before eating. What do you have?
Bill, maybe you'd better tell it. Hold it. Did you say you were Sheriff Blake?
ma'am?
That's what I said. Sheriff Sadie Blake, duly elected sheriff of Danville on the 4th of February, 1871. Now, you're going to eat or ain't you?
Yes, ma'am, we're going to eat, but first I think I'd better tell you who we are.
Yeah, seems you sent for us.
You ain't Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
We ain't? Then who are we?
That's right, Sheriff. Headquarters sent your telegram on to us.
Well, glory be. Howdy, gents. Two of the best steaks in the house coming right up. Won't take two shakes of a black sheep's tail.
Bill, I just lost my appetite.
Well, how come, partner?
Twice before we got mixed up with petticoat sheriffs. And both times we doggone near didn't get out with our hides.
Now, don't go borrowing trouble before you know why she sent for us, Jingle.
I don't care why she sent for us. I ain't going to get mixed up with no lady lawman.
I heard that, you big bale of cotton. What you got against a gal wearing a badge?
I never saw one yet that could handle a six-gun or a ride or nothing. Begging your pardon, ma'am.
Watch it, Jingle. Watch it.
A man that wants to be showed, eh?
Yes, I am.
You ever seen a dancing pitcher, big boy?
Dancing pitcher? No, I ain't.
Well, watch that one on the table under your nose.
Now, cut that out! Stop! Whoa, Bill, I'm getting out of here!
Oh, yay! Now, you sit tight or I'm liable to start cutting the fringe off your buckskin.
Now, just a minute.
Looks like she called your hand, partner.
I didn't mean to be so rough on you, Jingle. Here's a man-sized steak to settle you down. Here's yours, Bill.
Thanks, Sheriff.
Now, you two set to eating your supper, but leave your ears open so you can hear what I got to say.
You go right ahead, Sheriff.
First off, I got to admit Jingles is right. There's times when a woman sheriff can't handle a situation, and this is one of them.
Big trouble, huh?
I figure it's brewing. A week ago, old John Martin was in here and left a letter with me. Here it is. You can read the outside of the envelope same as I did.
In case I ain't back for a full week, Sadie, open this and get up a posse.
Is that what it says, Bill?
Yeah.
Week's up tomorrow.
But you sent for us yesterday.
That's because I rode out to Martin's ranch and his foreman, a man named Rhodey, told me the old man had gone to Chicago to a stockmen's meeting.
Martin didn't mention going to Chicago to you, huh?
Nary a word. Bill, up the window, duck!
Get down, quick!
Shoot out the lamp, Bill!
Now, doggone it, I ain't finished with my steak yet.
You see who it was, Sheriff?
No, just a hat and 2 6-guns.
Come on, Jingle.
Now, why couldn't that fireman have waited till after supper?
Reckon he figured I'm giving you lead for dessert, Jingle.
I don't think that's very funny, Sheriff. Ma'am.
Whoever it was sure hit the high road.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Well, that's right after him. Hit the saddle, partner. You stay here, Sheriff. We'll be back.
Hope you catch the coyote, Jim.
All right, Buckshot. Stretch out.
Jump, Joker. Better get another steak ready, Sheriff. I'm going to wear this one mighty thin before I get back.
Good luck, Jim.
Evening, Sheriff.
Rhodey, what you doing here?
That ought to be right easy for you to figure out, ma'am.
You low-life night crawler. It was you threw them shots at us in my cafe.
That's right, ma'am. Reckon I ought to apologize for my bad aim. Missing them 2 star packers upset my plans a mite.
But who rode off on that horse? Who's Bill chasing?
Monk, puncher that works for me, or used to. Reckon he won't after Hickok catches up to him.
What's this all about?
Never mind. Now I'll trouble you for that letter in your apron pocket.
Oh, so that's it. Well, you ain't gonna get it.
Hold it, ma'am. I don't like to get rough with a lady, but I come for that letter, and I mean to have it and be gone before Hickok gets back from catching Monk.
You ain't gonna get it, I said.
I reckon I am.
Give me that apron. You sidewinder, you won't get away. You've done something with John Martin, and I'm sure of it now.
Yes, I reckon you're right. Now that you know it, I'm gonna have to take you with me. Get on your horse.
I won't do it.
Yes, you will, ma'am, if you want to see John Martin. Otherwise, I'd have to shoot you right in front of your cafe.
If I hadn't left my gun belt hanging by my skillet, I'd have your hide ventilated by now, Rhodey.
That big talk ain't helping you none, Sheriff. Now ride north to the Blue Hawk Trail. No tricks. After the way things have been going tonight, I wouldn't think twice before I shot you.
Hear those 2 shots, Wranglers? Well, that's to tell you that Kellogg's sugar corn pops are shot with sugar. Yes, sir, those golden nuggets of corn are sweetened all over. Sugared better than you could do even with a spoon. Wranglers, it's a toss-up which way folks like Kellogg's sugar corn pops best.
They're a rip-snorting cereal out of your bowl, a rootin'-tootin' snack right out of the box. Cereal or snack. Remember, the Kellogg Sugar Corn Pops are shot with sugar. Don't need a mite more sweetening. Say, if you want to sit down to some real breakfast eating tomorrow, why not tumble your bowl full of those crisp golden pops of corn? Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Pour on milk or cream and spoon them up. Mmm. You'll say that Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops are too good to pass up ever. So you better ask Mom for Sugar Corn Pops pronto. She'll find the right box at the grocery store if you tell her to look for the package with Guy Madison and Andy Devine riding their horses lickety-split across the front. And those three little words, shot with sugar, are there to remind you that here's a sweet-eating cereal snack that gives you shot-with-sugar flavor in every bite. That's Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
No sooner had Wild Bill and Jingles ridden off into the darkness after the outlaw monk than from the shadows stepped the vicious Rhody. First taking the letter from the sheriff, he then forced her to mount her horse and ride ahead of him toward the cave where he'd been holding old John Martin. In the meantime, Wild Bill and Jingles were crowding close to the fleeing monk.
We'll have him in a minute, Bill.
We're gaining fast, all right.
Why, you ringtail bobcat, I'm going to crease your skull.
Hold your lead, Jingles, you might hit him.
That's just what I'm figuring on, Bill.
I want him alive and able to talk, partner.
Well, now that's different. I'll just let him shoot at me all he wants to.
He's shooting at me too, remember?
Yeah, but he's shooting at twice as much of me, which means I got half as much chance of getting missed.
All right, Jingles, spread out crowding. Hi, Buckshot, get in there.
Haul in on that cayuse, mister. We've come to get you.
Now, Buckshot, take him. It's the end of the race, Buster. Grab his horse, Jingles.
I got him, Bill. Whoa, now, whoa, whoa. Haul in, Joker. Whoa.
I didn't throw them slugs at you, Marshal Hickok. It was Rhody. He made me do it.
Who's Rhody?
Seems to me the sheriff mentioned Rhody in connection with old John Martin, Jingles.
Yeah?
Hey, wait a minute, Jingles. Strike a match. I want to see this Jasper's face.
Why, Bill?
His voice sounds familiar.
There you are. Bill, he's one of them prospectors we saw back in the cave.
Yeah, Buster. Where's your pick and shovel?
I left him back at the diggin'.
Get on over that horse. I want to see you walk.
Huh?
You heard him. Get down. Don't try running. I'm plumb out of patience.
Now walk.
All right, I'm walking.
Just what I thought. Last time you were limping on the other foot, mister. Now get back on that horse and ride for that cave like you were heading for home.
Where are you taking me, Rhody?
I told you I was taking you to see old John Martin, didn't I?
Yeah, but I don't trust you as far as I could throw the city hall.
Now you're going to see him, all right. Now prod up that horse and let's get where we're going.
What are you figuring to do with me when we get there?
You sure do ask a lot of questions.
And you ain't answered none of them to my satisfaction.
All right, you asked for it, I'll tell you. I'm going to put you and old Martin where Hickok won't find neither one of you. At least not till I'm gone.
You got a reason for all this?
Sure, I got a reason. Over $3,000 in cold, hard cash.
You robbed John Martin.
It won't do you no good to know it. Now ride before I get tired of this palaver and shut you off for good.
Two-legged Gila monster.
Get on. Get in that cave ahead of us there. Go on, mister.
Bill, why'd we hot-footed for this cave like that?
Just a hunch of mine, Jingles, but it adds up. Well, I hope at least I'm right.
Help! Help me! Bill, somebody's still yelling for help.
Quick, Jingles, to the back of the cave.
He ain't dead after all. I'm getting out of here.
No, you don't, mister. You're not going anywhere.
I didn't do it, Hickok. It was Rhody trying to kill him.
Who's there? Bill, looks like we got here just in time.
Yeah, on time, Jingles.
Right. Well, I was thinking nobody'd ever come. They left me for dead. Pistol whipped me and left me for dead. They did.
Now, take it easy, old-timer. Take it easy. Tell me, are you John Martin?
Yeah. How'd you know? I figured it out, that's what. There you are. Now you're free.
Rip the circulation back in his arms and legs, Jingles. I'll give him some water. Here you are, Mr. Martin.
He was just about done for, Bill.
He sure was.
Thanks, Jinx. Who are you?
My name's Hickok, Mr. Martin, U.S. Marshal's office.
And I'm Jingles, Bill's deputy.
My dad. Wild Bill Hickok. Who's that other shadow standing over me?
Strike another match, Jingles.
Yeah, maybe you got the answer to that question yourself, Mr. Martin. Take a good look.
That's one of them. Hey, Monk, where's Roday?
Now, take it easy, Mr. Martin. We're going to get him. The sheriff called us in to run him down.
Wait, Bill. Horses.
Yeah. Sounds like we got company. All right, everybody be quiet.
And not a word out of you, Buster, do you hear?
I ain't going to say nothing.
I'll show you John Martin.
Rhodey. It's Rhodey, Marshal, my sneak informant. He's the one that pistol-whipped me.
Just be quiet. That varmint's in for a little surprise.
Yeah, the surprise of his life.
Well, strike a match, you coyote. I ain't got cat eyes.
Billy's got the sheriff.
Who's that?
Hold it right where you are, Rhodey, and drop your gun.
Hickok, is that you?
Hickok. I'll drop my guns right on you, Marshal.
Sheriff,
hit the floor. Now, you mister, you're through.
Get him, Bill. I got the other one.
I ain't doing nothing.
You doggone
right, you ain't. Monk, I heard you. You let him hear you, double-crossing polecat. I'll kill you for that.
Your killing days are over, mister.
Ooh-wee. I couldn't see it, but I know by the sound that Rhodey ain't going to get up from there for quite a while.
Billy took the letter from me, and he said Martin was here. Is he?
I'll strike another man.
Yeah, Sadie, I'm here. And we don't need the letter now. It just said Rhodey and Monk were fixing to rob me.
John, if those varmints hurt you, I'll...
Now, Sadie, I'm going to be all right. But I sure am glad you come.
Well, Bill, you can see this old sand flea needs a keeper. Look at that black eye. Let's get back to town and put a stake on it.
Yeah, that reminds me. I got a stake waiting for me back in town, too. But I ain't going to put it on no black eye. I'm hungry.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Thanks for being with us today, folks. We'll be back your way again this Friday.
Yes, sir, and with another action-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure story. Plan to be with us, will you?
So long, kids.
See you Friday.
Kids, blindfold. If you like to play games or with your eyes wide open, you always choose a favorite when you pick from Kellogg's Variety Pack. What's the lineup? Why, 10 generous packages of delicious flaked, popped, shredded, and ready-sweetened cereals. Even with a blindfold, you can't miss, because there's Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Shredded Wheat, Rice Krispies, and Kellogg's Raisin Bran, and other fresh Kellogg cereals. 10 individual servings in all. Tell Mom you'd like Kellogg's Variety Pack. Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Monty Margetts, Herb Butterfield, Joe Duvall, Jim Nusser, and Jack Moyles. Our director was Paul Pierce, story written by Larry Hayes, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!